Hi, my name is Braden Brown, and I'm a junior at Pierce High School. Go Mustangs. Most of my life can be characterized by two powerful words, performance trap. By this, I mean that my happiness was completely dependent on how well I performed in many areas of my life. But I will get into the specifics in a little bit. Growing up, I have always had two amazing parents who love the Lord and bring him into every aspect of our family. Their faithfulness has been a humongous blessing in my life. But in the beginning, it also caused me to be apathetic in my faith, as I didn't understand the magnitude of a relationship with Jesus. And I thought I was saved simply because my parents were. To go along with this apathetic, checklist faith I had, I was controlled by four areas of performance in my life that left me unsatisfied and hurting. The first struggle was in the area of basketball. I've been playing basketball since I was a little kid, and I've dreamed of playing in college since the day I first touched a ball. So as I grew older, I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders every time I played, and it truly took the fun out of the game. Every bad game, every loss, I was left crushed. I beat myself up with negative thoughts and was full of anger at myself for disappointing everyone around me, especially myself. What was truly ironic was the fact that when I did succeed, it made things worse for me because I was never good enough. The second struggle I was fighting was in the area of academics. My grades became a controlling factor of my life as I tried harder and harder to rise in the class rankings, wanting to fill my void of affirmation and security with pride in my own achievements in the classroom. But this too left me empty. The third area was girls. I hate to admit it, but I was consumed with what girls thought about me and would do anything to get girls to like me. As I look back, I realize now that what I thought was me liking a girl because she was pretty or really kind was really me searching to fill that ever-expanding void of affirmation in my life. All I wanted was to hear girls say I was cute, smart, talented, and in a sense, perfect. I sought out relationships for the wrong reasons, which, you guessed it, left me even more empty. The final area of the trap I was so heavily entangled in was friendships. I wanted to be popular and liked by everyone, but I also had the pastor's kid rep to uphold, which led to an absence of intentional friends, really encouraging me and caring for me since I wouldn't join in when they decided to join the party scene. As a result of all these things, I fell into a deep depression from my seventh grade year through much of my freshman year. I felt like no one loved me, I had no friends, my life was a roller coaster of emotion, because I was dependent on being perfect to be satisfied, and that simply wasn't possible. Now this is the part of my story where everything changed. I decided to start finding my security in the Lord. Instead of seeking my own perfection, which was never achievable, I started intentionally seeking out the only perfect one in history. John 4:14 says, "But whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Through many amazing Watermark events such as Camp Barnabas, Haiti, and T-Town, the Lord has taught me so much about what it means to have joy. Joy is not dependent on what we achieve, who likes us, or anything we could ever do. Joy is found because of what Jesus did on the cross for me, you, and everyone on this earth. His overwhelming and unconditional love allows us to be filled with joy, peace, and an infectious energy to serve. Last year, my family's theme verse was Philippians 4:12. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret to being content in any and all circumstances, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. As you walk through life, I want to encourage you to remember the secret. Whether you fail that test, whether you're home alone on a Friday night, whether life just seems unfair, even if you're in the middle of a season of depression, we can find comfort in the fact that as Christians, we know the secret to satisfaction and contentment. Now, don't hear me wrong, I'm still a work in progress. In fact, I still go through days when the devil's lies get the best of me, and I feel alone in my struggle to remain joyful and strong in my faith. But now, instead of turning towards basketball, grades, girls, and friendships to fill my void, I turn to the cross. I turn to the Holy Spirit that is always with me. I turn to my small group who lovingly rebukes me when I mess up and points me back to Christ. And I turn to his word to find guidance. If there's one thing I want everyone here to hear from me, it's that you don't have to let circumstances control you. Remember the secret. Thank you for letting me share my story.